Dumbledore was now muttering strange words under his breath and tapping Mrs. Norris with his wand, but nothing happened. She continued to look as though she had been recently stuffed. "I remember something very similar happening in Ouagadougou," said Lockhart. "A series of attacks. The full story's in my autobiography. I was able to provide the townsfolk with various amulets, which cleared the matter up at once." The photographs of Lockhart on the walls were all nodding in agreement as he talked. One of them had forgotten to remove his hairnet. At last Dumbledore straightened up. "She's not dead, Argus," he said softly. Lockhart stopped abruptly in the middle of counting the number of murders he had prevented.
"Not dead?"
choked Filch, looking through his fingers at Mrs. Norris. "But why is she all stiff and frozen?"
"She has been petrified," said Dumbledore.
"Ah, I thought so," said Lockhart. "But how, I cannot say."
"Ask him,"
shrieked Filch, turning his blotched and tear-stained face to Harry.
"No second year could have done this," said Dumbledore firmly. "It would take dark magic of the most advanced."
"He did it! He did it!"
Filch spat, his pouchy face purpling.
"You saw what he wrote on the wall. He found in my office. He knows I'm a...
Filch's face worked horribly.
"He knows I'm a squib," he finished.
"I never touched Mrs. Norris," Harry said loudly, uncomfortably aware of everyone looking at him, including all the Lockharts on the walls. "And I don't even know what a squib is."
"Rubbish!" snarled Filch. "He saw my quick spell letter."